Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, it's a quiet morning. Nothing really has to be done. You survived Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and all that kind of stuff. So get up, get the Sunday paper, make yourself a pot of coffee, and call us. 800-259-9231. We'll work together to solve the problems that you have had in the past or things that you need to do in the future for your garden. If you're thinking about the holidays, what plants would be best for me to select, call now, talk with Don, he'll get you set up, and we'll work together so that you can have a great type of gardening, whether it's indoors or out. Let's solve your problems now before they come, okay? 800-259-9231. Now, the most popular Christmas plant is the poinsettia. The poinsettia is a plant that came to the United States from Mexico. The ambassador from the United States to Mexico, his name, last name, was Poinsett. And he gave to the United States a present, the poinsettia. He named it after himself, gave it to the United States at Christmas. Today, we have many, many hybrids. But if you were to travel in Mexico, parts of Texas, you would find poinsettias growing wild. It's a wildflower, and the color comes naturally by the length of the day. It's a short day plant, and the red, which is the original, that still grows in the wild, will come in bloom all by itself. If you were to live in southern Florida, you could plant poinsettia because you don't get a frost, and you could grow it to become a bush 6 foot or more in height and diameter. If you get frost, it will not take it. But this is a plant that's very easy for you to care for. A couple of things you need to know. When you buy a poinsettia, it has to leave the store where you buy it covered. It has to have paper sleeve around it, especially if it's cold. And what I want you to do is this. If you decide that I'm going to go buy a poinsettia to bring home or to give to a friend, and it's cold outside, below freezing, I want you to purchase the plant, have them put the foil around it to make it look pretty, have them put the sleeve on it, to keep the plant from not breaking, and to protect it from the cold weather, pay for it, and then tell them you're going to go warm up the car. Put the heater on. Then go inside, bring the plants and put them in your car, and go straight home. Don't say, oh, I got to stop at the drugstore. I have to stop at the dry cleaners. After you purchase that plant, go straight home, take it out of your car, and bring it in the house, unwrap it, and allow it to naturally change temperature from the car to the house where it will adjust itself. Poinsettias will not tolerate a draft from a door. So don't put a poinsettia in the hallway where the door opens and closes 10, 15, 20 times a day, because every time the door opens, a blast of cold air is going to hit the foliage. And eventually what's going to happen, the older leaves starting at the pot line, at the soil, will begin to fall. You'll just touch them and they'll fall. They won't change color. They'll fall green because they've been chilled. So keep them away from drafts. They do much, much better. When you water your poinsettia, take the tin foil or the plastic sleeve off of it. Put the poinsettia in your sink. Fill the pot with water, allowing it to drain. When all the excess has come out, put it back in the foil. Where a lot of us go wrong is, oh, that foil is beautiful, that sleeve is really pretty, and it's waterproof, so it's not going to leak. So we'll just take the watering can and we'll water the poinsettia. Well, sometimes you put too much. And if you put too much, it's sitting in a waterproof covering in water. If it's just for a couple of hours, it's not a big deal. But if you put a little bit too much, it could sit in there for a day or more. And what happens is there's no air in the soil. The water comes up into the soil like a sponge, wicks up, and your soil becomes basically mud. But all the air is forced out, and now your roots begin to rot. The leaves will start to turn yellow, they'll fall, and it moves up from the soil line up the plant very, very quickly. The number one killer of poinsettias is too much water. Now, the other thing is, when you water your poinsettia, try and use warm water. If it's in your house, and your house is at 65 to 70 degrees, and you say, I'm going to water it, you turn on the cold water. That cold water could be 45 or 50. And when you put that ice cold water on the roots of the plant, it shocks it. Would you take a bath with cold water coming from the faucet? The second you step in it, you go, woo! Well, the plant is going to do the same thing, and it will shock it. So too much water, cold water, and drafts are the problems with poinsettias. So just remember that. Water with warm water, water in your sink, or in a container where the excess is allowed to come out, and then you remove it so it's not sitting in water. And don't say, I'm going to give it water every single day. Water when it's needed. Take your finger, push it into the pot, go down a couple of knuckles. If the soil is moist, leave it alone. Now, a poinsettia, once you buy it, it has been fed for the month of December, and it does not need to be fertilized. If you want to keep it for next year, take that poinsettia, and between Christmas and New Year's, use a little bit of Miracle-Gro. And you can do that on a monthly basis. And you can keep a poinsettia for years and years and years. But during Christmas, if you're buying a new one, it has already been fed, so there's no need for you to fertilize that plant. Just remember, it does not like cold air, does not like cold water, does not like quantity of water around the roots, and you do not have to mist the foliage. It will tolerate the type of atmosphere that you have in the house. Now, Christmas cactus, that's a different story. When you buy a Christmas cactus from a greenhouse, make sure, again, that it's wrapped when you take it from the greenhouse to your car, to your house. And for any plant this time of the year, you cannot put it in the car, stop and make a whole bunch of errands because it's going to get cold. Go straight home. So if you're picking up plants, do it the last stop of all of your errands. Bring them home, put them someplace where it's warm, and they'll do very, very well. Call us, 800-259-9231. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just mist your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 26, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1361.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1396.89, $698.45 for a half ounce, or $349.22 for a quarter ounce. That's $1396.89, $698.45, or $349.22.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's getthetea.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you with your gardening needs, the number to call is 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We'll get you right up there. Dawn, who's up next?
Next is Chicky from New Hampshire, who has a question about ticks and sand.
Chicky, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Chicky. Let me know what's happening.
All right, I'm having a hard time on my side for some reason, but I'm going to tell you. My daughter lives in Florida, and she's surrounded by sand, and she has ticks. And it's been, she has professionals come in, and nobody seems to be able to stop them.
Well, I'll tell you. All she has to do is to go to her local nursery and garden center. I know Florida is very unique because they don't have as many garden centers as the Northeast does where I live, and where you live. But if, there's no garden center near her, tell her to go to like a Home Depot or a Lowe's and to buy a product called Bayer Complete. And Bayer Complete is something that she could put down with her spreader around her house and then water it in, and it will kill all of the fleas and all of the ticks where she treats the area, and it will last for a 3 to 4 month period. And it's a very safe and very effective way. I have 4 dogs. I have 2 Shih Tzus and 2 Westies. And we have fenced in part of the backyard for them to have a place to go. And when I see the first sign of a flea or a tick, I put down the Bayer Complete. I water it in, and the problem is solved. It is very good. It's very safe. And, again, I just apply it. I water it, keep the dogs out until it's dried, and once it's dried, the dogs are free to roam, and it really does a super, super job. But any of the box stores will have Bayer Complete or a local garden center, and you just follow the recommendations, and it will eliminate that population for a 90 to 120 days. In Florida, it probably will be closer to 90 because of the temperature. The warmer it is, the quicker the product will break down in nature. So she may have to use it more often. But her local garden center, they can tell her exactly what would happen on that. Okay, so have her do that, and it will help. Liquids are good, but the granular products I found work much, much better and will last longer. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Now, for those of you that are thinking of sending a wreath, if you can go to the website, you can order online. We can get it out for you this week. UPS right now is not as busy as it will be next week. And the wreaths are fresh. I mean, they were made the week before Thanksgiving. So they've been made for less than a week at this point. They're very green. They smell unbelievable. And while you're at the website, take a look at some new items. Many years ago, I worked at a nursery in Scituate, and I made something called a swag, and it's made with noble fir. Noble fir comes from Oregon. It will only grow above 6,000 feet above sea level, and noble fir is a green that will not shed. It dries right on the stem, on the branches. It looks similar to a blue spruce, except the tips of the needles are rounded. So they're not sharp and pointed like blue spruce, and they're absolutely beautiful. So take a look at the noble fir swags. Huge pine cones. Something unique to put on your front door or even inside the house. If we can help you, 800-259-9231.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st. And see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
How would you love to have songbirds and more colorful birds on your feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open the bag and smell the seed blend. You will be surprised. Just raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflowers, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle. Also, Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to their seed blends. That's Wild Delight. No waste, no morning doves, no grackles. Wild Delight.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We'll work together and help you with your gardening problems. Don, who's up next?
This is Lisa from Massachusetts, who has a question about a holly plant.
Good morning, Lisa. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. I love your show.
Thank you.
I have a holly bush that I have neglected for many, many years, unfortunately, and it has actually grown very, very large. It's probably about 7 feet tall.
Okay.
And it's quite unsightly. And my question is, when can you actually prune a holly bush, and how can I get this thing to look like compact again and lovely?
So it's just gone crazy with, and it's open.
Yes.
It is dense. Well, I'll tell you, the best time to prune holly is at this time of the year, because if you prune it in the spring, you're taking all those beautiful branches and you're throwing them away. So do some pruning now. Bring the branches inside the house or use them in window boxes or containers to decorate with. And you can, you know, do several cuts. And then in the spring, before the new growth develops on the plant, you have to say to yourself, grab those pruners and say to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good. And if you look at a branch, all the leaves are going to be on the ends of the branches. But in the middle of the branch, you're going to see on the stem a little indentation in the shape of a U. And that's where the leaf was attached to that stem at one point. And for some reason, it fell. Well, in the middle of that U-shaped mark is a little dot, and that's a bud. That's a backup bud for emergency. You are now in the emergency stage. So you've got to cut back that plant during late March, early April, when the weather decides to get nice. You're going to feed it heavy with Holly Tone fertilizer, and I would say at double the recommended rate, take a crowbar, make some holes around the base of the plant about a foot deep, put a handful in each hole, and then plenty of water, especially during the summertime. And that holly will come right back. Many, many times I have seen on Cape Cod, for example, they can grow English holly. And it's English holly is a shiny leaf, a bigger leaf than the wild American holly, and a bigger berry. Most of the plants come from Oregon. They ship to the East Coast, and on Cape Cod, south of Boston, Rhode Island, Connecticut, they're beautiful. Some years, you'll have a harsh winter. No snow, lots of sun, temperature fluctuating all over the place, and a lot of the leaves are damaged because of this. What you have to do is say, we have to go back to square one. Cut it back to force these backup buds to break open and make new branches and new foliage. So just walk up to the plant. I'm doing this for your own good. Reshape it. Cut it back. Feed it. And the plant will come right back for you. But you can't be scared. But do a little bit of selective pruning now. And, or, I mean, it doesn't have to be today, but if you're planning a party, middle of December, cut some branches, bring them inside, make it look festive, and then you get to enjoy it. If you don't cut anything now, in the spring, you're going to throw everything away, so you might as well enjoy it, okay? Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Violet from Maine, who has a question about burberries.
Violet, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have a bank in front of our house, which is quite steep, and I need to cover it so that there is no erosion. And I have done some successful covering with a bearberry plant, and it looks quite nice. There are still some bare areas which I would like to transplant some bearberries into, but I've not had very much success. Could you go over how I could do this, please?
Sure. The transplanting is best done in the spring of the year, before the plant starts to grow actively. So in late March, early to mid-April, you know, when you see that, you know, spring is showing signs of arriving, the robins are here, we're getting some decent weather, you know, the snow's gone, that's the time to move it. So you can divide the clumps, you can break them up. If some of the side shoots, the little runners from your bearberry have rooted, then you can cut those little runners from the mother, dig those little shoots up, and transplant those. Now, that particular plant, bearberry, will grow in pure sand. When you plant it, you want to help it to get started. So dig a hole, I'm going to say like 10 inches in diameter, put a shovel full of good topsoil and plant directly in there. To give it a year or two to have some decent soil for the roots to get established. Once the plant is established, it will thrive in that sand. But it's just a way to help it. Because if you take a plant where you're dividing it, it's going to be in shock, and you put it in pure sand, sand does not hold water. And the plant will have a greater demand for moisture when you move it. That's why you need to add some good topsoil. You want to put a good, slow-release organic fertilizer like Plant Tone on it, and that will feed it for 90 days. After 90 days, that plant will be well established. Now, bearberry is a evergreen plant. It retains its foliage during the winter. The first winter that you have moved your bearberry, the same thing with like myrtle. If you're transplanting myrtle or pachysandra, the first winter is going to be tough for it. What I always recommend that you do is to get a product like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. And this time of the year, spray all of the leaves of the newly planted myrtle, pachysandra, bearberry, anything that's evergreen, English ivy, ajuga, euonymus. For the first winter, if you could spray some anti-desiccant on it, it will seal the leaves to help the plant to get through the first winter. And it does make a big difference. Now, if it's in full shade, not a problem. If it's exposed to the sun, it gets a lot of wind, and you don't get a lot of snow where you live, there's a good chance that it could dry out during the winter. So if you can put the Wilt Proof on them, if it's a low plant like yours, what you could actually do is to get some pine needles from your property and cover all of the plants with pine needles. And that will block the sun, prevent the wind from drying it out, and will help it to better survive the winter. In the spring, rake the pine needles off, and you're ready to go. Thank you, Violet. We appreciate the phone call. If we can help you, call now, 800-259-9231. Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Roger from South Carolina, who has a question about cypress trees.
Roger, good morning. Welcome
good
to
morning.
The Paul Parent Garden Club.
Well, thank you. I have some Leland cypress trees. They're about 30 feet tall. They've been here for a while. One of them is obviously dying. It is not nearly so green as the others, and it's got dead branches. Leland cypress, what do I do?
Well, if it's 30 feet, it's been there a long time.
Yes.
Okay. Now, is it thinning from the inside working its way out or from the tips working its way in? Did you notice?
From the tips going in.
From the tips going in. Okay. If it's from the tips working its way in, it normally will be an insect that's on that plant. Insects prefer the new growth because it's soft and it's tender. The old growth is tough and it's hard. So what you need to do is to get a systemic insecticide. It's too late for now, but what you need to do is to get something like Isotox, I-S-O-T-O-X. And this is something that you can spray on that particular plant. It will be absorbed into the plant. And it sounds to me like you may have a mite or a red spider. What I want you to do, Roger, is take a sheet of white paper, put the white paper underneath one of the branches, tap the branch, and you probably will see little black pieces of what looks to be dirt that will fall from the branches. If it's warm outside, you're going to be able to actually see them move on that white paper. And that would tell you that you have spider mites. But the only systemic that will do the job is isotox. You can use a contact like malathion on it. But I like isotox because it's easier. And that way, if you apply it today and it rains tomorrow, the rain will not be able to wash it off because it's absorbed into the plant. Now, if there are other cedars planted near it, spray those. Because what you don't want to have happen is it jump from the infected one to the uninfected plants, and then they go down like dominoes. Also, feed it. Get some holly tone plant food and feed them according to the recommendations. I know it's late, but further south, you still have growing time. Where I live in Maine, we're done growing. You still have time.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent. Next spring from May 12th to the 21st.
Is there anything?
Why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231, and we're going to help you to have a great gardening season. We've been promoting the wreaths that my family and I make. UPS is not real busy right now. They haven't really started their crunch time, and I was amazed. We shipped out some wreaths on Monday, and we had several phone calls that they got them on Tuesday. One was on Nantucket, and one was in Connecticut the next day. So if you'd like it sent, go to the website, order it, or after 10 o'clock, call us, and we'll get it out for you Monday or Tuesday. Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have Pete from Maine, who has a question about blueberries.
Pete, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I have an acre blueberry field, wild low bush blueberries that have been in my family for years. And my grandfather took care of them and had them going great. I am trying to replenish it. I do get blueberries. I have burned it over this year, which I'm told you should do every now and then. I have heard you talk about holly tone many times, but now that I'm dealing with it, I'm really going to listen to you. I'd like to know when to put the holly tone down. Shall it be in winter and spring, just one or the other? That's one question, and the other part would be the field is growing in with alders and some weeds, and I'm wanting to know how I can clear that all up and maybe replenish my low bush blueberries.
Well, by burning, you're going to get rid of an awful lot of weeds. And any of the weeds that are there that made seed, the seed came up on the very tips of all of those weedy plants. Some of those pods have burst open, and the seeds have fallen to the ground. And that's why by you burning the field, you have burnt all of those weed seeds, so they will not be a problem next year. Now, the wild alder, you're going to have to go in there manually and with a pair of loppers and cut them down to the ground to make sure you get plenty of air movement and you get plenty of sun on them. I would try and avoid any chemical, if at all possible. And by you going in there on a regular basis with a pair of pruners and just keep cutting them, they'll get discouraged and they'll stop. Behind my house, we have a beacon tower for the airlines. And it's about, I don't know, 300 or 400 acres. It's full of low bush blueberry. And some years they're loaded, some years we have nothing. I'm sure that if I was able to feed and water, the years that we don't get any thunderstorms during July and August, we don't seem to have as many berries because there's not enough water to support the fruit. But I would go in there during the winter with your loppers and cut all the alders down and burn the fields on a regular basis. When I go up to Down East Maine to pick up my Christmas wreaths, there's a lot of wild blueberry fields there, and they burn them every single year. And that eliminates all of the grasses, eliminates all of the broadleaf weeds that appear there. And this is something they do every single year. Just part of nature. Just be careful. Have plenty of people helping you so that it doesn't get out of control and have water. But that will keep it insect-free because any insects that you had during the summer have laid eggs on your plants that will hatch and infect the plants during the springtime and summer. When you burn, you kill all the eggs, you kill all of the spores for disease, and you kill the weeds, seeds, that are annual. So burning has a place in growing low bush, wild Maine type blueberries. And fertilizer, once a year is plenty. Do it in the spring during, I would say, during April. And that should be enough to get it through the growing season. If you have thin spots, maybe half strength in late August, early September, that will give it a little bit of a push. But normally once a year would be more than enough. Thank you. And you have a great crop.